In a paper titled What Went Wrong with Zimbabwe's MTCT, Leon Hartwell cites many issues that have weakened the MTC, which include lack of prudent leadership, intra-party violence, failure to respect the party's constitution, the individualization of the party, policy inconsistencies, and poor internal and external communication strategies. According to Hartwell, the party does not tolerate any internal debate and boycotts media entities that oppose its views. The writer says the MTCT failed over the years to capitalize on its popularity and could not even effectively engage the Southern African Development Community, which reportedly discouraged it from participating in the 2013 general elections it contested and lost to the ruling ZANU-PF party, then led by former President Robert Mugabe. Speaking on VOA Zimbabwe Services call-in show Live Talk, Hartwell says his criticism of the MTCT does not mean that he supports any political party in Zimbabwe, but this is what he observed when he engaged various political outfits in the country when he worked at the Netherlands Embassy.
I've never been anti-MDC. I've never been pro any party in Zimbabwe or anything like that. I've written a lot about Zimbabwe, especially about ZANU-PF violence and things like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I also was fortunate enough to spend 3 years in Zimbabwe and to witness a lot of things firsthand. And I kind of became disappointed with the MDC led by the late Morgan Tsvangirai.
Hartwell said Tsvangirai's MTCT was already weakened by serious challenges before participating in the 2013 general elections.
I started writing this paper just after I left Zimbabwe. I arrived in Zimbabwe shortly after the World Cup 2010 in South Africa, and then I left Zimbabwe shortly after the 2013 election. And I started to make notes about why is it that the MDC is a weak party, because although I thought that the elections were not free and fair in 2013, you know, the MDC that went into that too was a weak party.
Hartwell, who is currently a PhD candidate at the University of Stellenbosch in South Africa, blames Tsvangirai's leadership for some of the party's pitfalls.
Leadership is kind of, is very hard to define, right? Because what is leadership? But I know what I saw there in Zimbabwe was lack of leadership when it came to Tsvangirai. And there you can look at anything from all the sexcapades to, you know, the issues where there was violence, for example, in the party.
Responding to a question on the prevalence of such challenges in Zimbabwe's political parties, Hartwell said Tsvangirai's problems are faced by most leaders in the country.
I think the more I thought about this, the more I thought that many of these issues that I identify with regards to the MDC are many of the same issues that you would see inside ZANU-PF. Now, I want to be very, very clear about this. You know, I'm not saying, you know, MDC is the only party where there's intra-party violence or anything like that. I think the violence that we've seen that was committed by ZANU-PF is much worse than what we've seen within MDC. But at the side, the big difference between these two parties is that MDC was born because of people's love of democracy, people's love of human rights, and they demanded an end to violence.
In his response to Hartwell's remarks on challenges of Tsvangirai's leadership, Dr. Nkululeko Gqwanda said the late founding president of the opposition MTC was a strong fighter for freedom and human rights, and as a result, he stood with the people of Zimbabwe until he succumbed to cancer of the colon. Dr. Gqwanda, who is the spokesperson of the current MTCT leader, Nelson Chamisa, said Zimbabweans are not interested in Tsvangirai's weaknesses, but focusing right now on having a new government at the end of this month.
For whatever reason, and whichever way one wants to look at it, the fact of the matter is Zimbabweans are not pressing the question of whether or not the MDC is stronger today than it was in 2000. What Zimbabweans are faced with, and I think that is what is important, what Zimbabweans are faced with is a choice of a lifetime. If we do not change this government, we will never be able to achieve full democracy. For whatever its weaknesses anybody can identify, the MDC is the only political party that's offering the Zimbabwean electorate, and Zimbabweans are very intelligent, it's offering the Zimbabwean electorate an opportunity to truly transform and start anew.
According to Dr. Spanda, Chamisa has transformed the opposition party, which is part of the MTC alliance that has fielded him as a presidential candidate.
If you look at anybody in this world, you're going to find a fault in them. If you look at any organization, you're going to find a fault in them. But Zimbabweans do not have the luxury right now to be looking at that. Advocate Nelson Chamisa, undoubtedly, and every Zimbabwean can see for themselves, since he took over this party 6 months ago, he has built a movement that is rising, whose momentum is unstoppable. And that tells us that whether this party was weakening between 2009 and 2013 is immaterial because Advocate Nelson Chamisa is building it up.
Hartwell suggested that Chamisa and other political leaders in Zimbabwe should make reflections on the successes and failures of the MTC team in order to avoid making the same blunders as Zimbabwe inches closer to crucial council, parliamentary, senatorial and presidential elections. Reporting for VOA Zimbabwe Service, this is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C.